Today's daf was Shkalim Daf Dalet. Just a quick review. The daf begins by discussing the kalbon, the extra money that you add when you give the machs hashekel, and it starts by discussing who's chayiv in the kalbon: Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avadim, Meshucharim, but not Kohanim, not Nashim, not Avadim, not Ketanim. They're not chayiv in giving the kalbon. So the Gemara then that in the very first piece of Gemara, and then it discusses some details. The Mishnah discusses some details about how many kalbonos you give. If you're covering for somebody else, do you have to give a kalbon or not? If you're giving on behalf of somebody else and he's not going to pay you back, you don't have to give a kalbon. If he's going to pay you back, you do have to give. If you're giving one coin, machlokas tanaim, if you're giving one coin for two people, do you need to give two kalbonos or not? That's a machlokas tanaim. Then at the very beginning of the Gemara says we seem to already have a stira between two different mishnayos, two dapim in the mesachta. We already made a stira between two mishnayos about whether we're toveya ketanim to give machsa shekel. Do we ask people under the age of 20 to give machsa shekel? We know that we accept it from them, and we know that we're not mimashkin, we don't take mashkin from them, but are we toveh? Do we ask them to give? So the Gemara answers, it depends. When it's heavy based sorrows, they're already old enough that they're physically mature, so then we are toveh them. But when they're not yet heavy based sorrows, then we're not going to be toveh them. The Gemara then discusses whether kutim are geri arayos or geri ames, what the status of kutim are, and what our Mishnah is assuming about the status of kutim, but that's a general Shas Machlokes. How do we view a Kuti? Do we view him like a guy, or do we view him like a Jew? And that leads us into a discussion about being Makabel Nedavos from Gayim. There's a Machlokes Amurayim. Rabbi Yochanan says that when they were first building the Beis HaMikdash B'tchila, Ein Makabel Lehem Lo Dav Musuyim Lo Dav Sheinu Musuyim. We don't accept anything from Gayim. Ubasov, once it's already built and we're just trying to maintain the Beis HaMikdash, Makabel Lehem Dav Sheinu Musuyim Ve Makabel Lehem Dav Musuyim. We could accept something from them that's not clearly defined, but something that's a clearly defined item that's clearly recognizable as their donation, we're not allowed to accept from a guy. Rav Shmuel Lakish says, no, bein b'tchila, bein b'sof, ein mekabel mehem, nothing. Lo davar mesuyim, lo davar sheinu mesuyim. Beginning, end, doesn't make any difference. You can't be mekabel anything from a guy. So Gemara raises the question, but a guy could be menadiv to bring a carbon ola, and with an ola comes nesachim, comes the libations of the flour, the wine, the oil. So wait a second, what do you do with the extra libations? You use that to buy clay shares. So that's a davar mesuyim. So we're going to be buying something that's a davar mesuyim with the donation of a guy. So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem because he doesn't know what his money, that happens by itself. He gave his money for nesachim. The leftovers happen to be used to purchase nesachim, to purchase clay shares rather. But that's not the problem of being mekabel a davar mesuyim from a guy. On Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses whether two deos, whether kalbon is a din da raisa or a din da rabbanan, meaning is it a din da raisa that a kodesh baruch, we have the well-known agadita that Rashi on Chumash quotes that Kamin Matbeya Shal Eish Hotzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitach Kisei Kvodo Ve'erosu L'Moshe V'amar Lo Ze Yitnu Kaze Yitnu, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him a coin made out of fire and said, "That's what I want Klal Yisrael to give. That's the Machzah Shekel." So if that's the concern, then we always have to give the extra kalbon on a daraisa level because we're worried that our Machzah Shekel is not perfect. It's not quite like that. So to compensate for the shortfall, we have to give the kalbon. But the other possibility is that it's to compensate the money changer for his loss in terms of to pay for his services in changing the money. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara discusses when it is that achin are the brothers that are sharing their father's estate, when it is that they have a din of shutfin, and when it is that they don't have a din of shutfin, they just have a din of their father, of their dealing with their father's estate, but it's not their money. They're not shutfin, they're just dealing with the father's estate. So if they never split the estate, they just kept it as is, as they got it from the Yerusha, so then it's the father. And if the Machzah Shekel is coming from that estate, it's the father paying for them, and there's no need for kalbon. They don't have a din of shutfin, and therefore also, any animal born into that estate is going to be chayiv and ma'aser behema, because there's only one owner. When there's only one owner, it's chayiv and ma'aser behema. But if they had split it and then got back into a shutfas together again, so then it's just a regular shutfas. So any animal born into it is going to be pater from ma'aser behema, because shutfin are pater from ma'aser behema. And when they give money for Machzah Shekel, they're each going to be Chayv and Kalbon, because now it's their own money that they're giving. And the Gemara at the end had Machlokas Amarayim, whether this halacha applies, even if the way they split it is just by taking 10 goats, and one of them took 5 of them, and the other one took the other 5. So they split it in a very obvious way. It wasn't a real split, it was just the most obvious thing to do. Or do we say, no, it's only called a split, and then a new shutvas, if one guy took the cow, and the other one took 2 goats, connected the cow. That's not an obvious split, that's a little more of a cheshbon split. Maybe only that's called a split, and then when they go back together, makes a new shutvas.